Let's talk about the big show. Kind of a big deal, blah, blah.
KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
Greg bangs my mom.
Izzy.
I'm racist.
Steve. Greg.
Oh, God, right there.
The movement has begun. Join the fifth man. It's BS in the morning.
Sorry, I was reading this. I got invited to a conspiracy theory website. I was reading about it here.
Got invited?
Yeah, it's like a Facebook page. I was invited to a conspiracy theory page.
Join and add me and then leave.
Excuse me.
Why? You don't like
No,
that,
you man. Don't need any more misinformation, lady. All right?
We I don't know. Need it. I just am curious.
Yeah, no thanks. Now, the first post is on there is... Which 9/11 conspiracy theories do you believe?
Ooh.
Is the very first
Come on,
one.
Let me join.
No.
Please.
No.
What's it called?
I'm not telling you.
Come on.
I'm specifically not mentioning the name.
You're trash.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm trash because I don't want you to buy into some nonsense.
Doesn't mean that I'm buying into it. I'm just curious.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Nope.
Sparks.
Nope. I already belong to the Flat Earth Society, which is real, which we all know is not false. Right, Greg? You're a member of the Flat Earth Society as well.
Of course.
Yeah. That's where the real truth is. We don't need any of these idiots that believe in conspiracy theories, you know?
No.
I'm not saying, Izzy, I just want you to be indoctrinated into people, you know? If you want to join the Flat Earth Society and see the light, that's
no.
fine. You want to, you know, we're all on this turtle shell together,
no.
so. Okay. So what's up with you? How are you? Everything good in your world? Good. We got a good show planned for you today. Normally I just say that. This one, I believe it in my bones, okay? Normally, I'll be honest, I sell you a bill of goods every time I say that. But this time, not lying. I imagine there's calls on the drunk line. I don't know. I haven't edited it yet. I've been sanitizing the studio for the last half hour. How are you, Greg?
Meh.
Yeah? Living it up there?
Had a rough night, man. I don't know
Same.
What happened.
Dude,
me
all
too.
Of us.
All of a sudden, I'm like Mount St. Felon over here. Dude. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, you talking about the toilet or what?
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh no.
Like every indigestion, and then like you know, have weird dreams if you have like indigestion, you know.
Yep.
No.
And then, so I had like weird dreams, and then like then I'd go to the bathroom 500 times. It's awesome.
That's brutal, man.
Yeah,
brutal.
I think that the next shortage is going to be instead of toilet paper, it's going to be a hemorrhoid cream. I think by the end of this.
Do you feel lighter though?
A little bit.
Yeah, I always feel like I lost 5 pounds when that happens.
Yeah. If
like,
I don't eat anything
I
today,
great.
I feel better.
Just strutting
yeah.
around the house. It feels good.
I would recommend stop eating, I don't know, 3-course meals for breakfast. That would be my first recommendation.
The time of day doesn't matter. It's just the quantity, I believe, is... you know, when you prep meals for a week and you eat them in an hour, I don't think you're looking at the plan.
What are you, Joey Chestnut? What are you doing?
I don't know.
I think I'm losing weight during this whole quarantine thing because I don't want to go to the store and I really,
yeah,
really
I
have
either.
To eat everything I bought.
Yeah.
So I'm like.
I already ate mostly everything I bought, so I have to go back to the store tomorrow and I'm really not looking forward
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about going tomorrow. I haven't been in over 2 weeks.
Same.
And I'm hitting like, I'm scraping.
Yep.
Now I'm inventing meals. It's like SpaghettiOs and a banana. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm like, could I make a tuna melt on a hamburger bun? I don't want to.
But here we go.
But I could.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. So, all right. Well, there you go. There's Greg sleeping poorly. Izzy sleeping poorly. I slept poorly. I actually hit the point where I was like, I think it would have been more productive if I just stayed up
stayed
all
up.
Night. Yeah. Because, you know, yeah. you go in and out of sleep every 15 minutes or something, and you're all groggy and drowsy. And,
yeah.
Dude, it was brutal getting up today. But we're all here. We made it. We shall persevere, I believe. Mateo, did you sleep like crap last night?
Oh, I slept like a baby.
Ah, dude. Yeah, this guy's the worst. I tell you.
A lot of people always say that. Babies always sleep like crap.
Yeah, I know.
A crappy baby.
Always crying. And-
it depends on the age.
Yeah.
Depends on the age. My daughter right now, 9 months, sleeping like a baby, still. Mm. 13 hours a day, man.
Damn.
Yeah, really jealous. She takes two hour naps, and then sleeps for like 12 hours. I was like, wow.
I do the naps. I don't do the nighttime.
I definitely. Do you nap over the weekend?
Oh, dude, I think it was like one big nap.
Yeah.
I napped like over and over and over. Well, no, I napped and then I ate. I ate in between, but then yeah. I napped again.
Oh, man. What, a nap right after eating? Oh, God.
It's the best.
It's like,
well, oh. It's inevitable. It's not a choice.
Yeah. It's hibernation. It is yeah. napping.
I did, wherever the fork was, the last bite I took, it's still there when I wake up.
You're like a heroin addict with a needle still in your
yes,
arm.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, dude. I know exactly that feeling. My wife gave me a look yesterday like, what? You want to take a nap right now? I was like, I need it.
Yeah.
You don't get it. I need it.
I know. That's I was like, I like woke up on the stairs because I was like going upstairs to go to sleep.
You're like the little girl from Sound of Music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Auf Wiedersehen, good night. And then she falls asleep going up. No?
Yeah.
I watched that movie every weekend as a kid. I was subjected to it. All right, let's do it. The Feed with Izzy. The Von Trapp family. No? All right. Sound of Music. Classic. Okay.
Something new and fun you can do during your quarantine. You can now play Cards Against Humanity online with your friends. Just go to playingcards.io and create a virtual room. Then give that link to your friends. They can join the game in real time.
Cool.
Works the exact same way it works with the deck of cards.
If you want to be a hack on the internet, just go on social media. It's easier.
You're not a fan of the game?
I hate that game.
Yeah, I don't think it's that great either.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Somebody got it.
A lot
for
of people
us.
Really love it.
So I was over it the second
it's the
time.
Same people that do what's it called? Jokes for April 1st or whatever. It's like
if it were dad joke cards, I would kill it. But they're like really raunchy cards. I don't really find that humor that funny.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I mean, if it's funny, I find it. I find anything funny that's funny, but that's not nothing on there is funny.
I usually think I'm being funny because I try to make them into like. Awkward dad jokes, and I always lose, so.
Right.
Guess I'm playing with the wrong people.
There's always that one guy that's really killing it, too.
Yeah.
He's real proud of himself in the backyard for the barbecue.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I played it, though, and I have laughed quite a bit. But then the novelty of it wore off really, really quickly. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Anyway, I have a whole box, and it's been unopened for about 3 years. Someone got it for us, and I was like, I just don't know.
It's a weird gift for you.
Yeah, they're like, hey, this is a funny game you're playing. I was like, yeah, I'm kind of over it. It's in the drawer.
You can sell it on Facebook Marketplace.
People buy that?
Absolutely. Especially right now.
Well, right now, what am I going to do? Put a box out in front?
Yeah.
Put your money in the box, take the thing. All right.
The Clark County School District is not requiring kids to have makeup days once they get back to school, saying that this distance learning plan they've put in place is working just fine. I was expecting them to have makeup days.
Yeah, of course.
But I guess they're not.
I thought they would tack it on the end of the school year, but I guarantee they're just thinking, you know what? It's working good enough. We're not going to go back the rest of the year. I think that's probably going to be the next thing coming down. But they are going to school online, distance learning? That's
I don't
a thing?
Know if it's online or if the parents are given packets and homework and stuff to basically teach
them. Yeah, they're not teaching their kids anything.
I'm not sure which way it's the article.
Can you imagine the people we know teaching their kids homeschooling?
Yeah, no way, bro. They haven't even taught their kids how to brush their teeth yet.
I know, dude.
Yeah, they're juniors in high school.
It's like, listen, jet fuel doesn't melt steel. Like, they're not learning anything real.
Yeah. No thanks. Yeah. I'd rather leave it to a professional, please.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Some parents are very capable.
Yeah.
Look, I'm a pretty educated. I'm a pretty educated man, not a teacher. Like, even if you are personally.
Yeah, it's like being your own lawyer.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
you're not a law professor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Leave it to a pro. We're not all meant to be teachers. That's all I got to say.
That's true.
You know.
Apparently, the stimulus check that is coming in the mail will not be mailed to anyone who owes past due child support.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you owe taxes or anything like that.
Does that money go to the lady who needs child support?
No, it just says they're not getting a check.
Well, that's not right.
There's a lot of people that think they're getting checks that are going to be getting checks. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah?
There's going to be so many technicalities for these checks, dude.
Well, I've been hearing that it's probably not going to be the only check that we get throughout this whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, this is round
one. So, yeah, I heard that too, but I'm not trying to get my hopes up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to pay this back, right? This is just...
As far as I'm concerned, we will not have to pay taxes back on this, but I don't know for certain.
Okay. All right.
So I don't want to spew lies. It'd be nice if there were a second bout of this, but again, I don't want to get anyone's hopes up.
Yeah.
And then the second check not come.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that one.
Because that's not promised.
Mm-hmm. Nothing is promised. Tomorrow's not promised.
Yeah.
I love those memes. All right. Those are worse than Cards Against Humanity. I'll tell you what. We got phone calls against humanity today as we're doing the drunk line. 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock. Make sure you listen for it. It's something you can call. It doesn't matter when. We just play it back on Mondays. 315-3006. Oh, man. We'll be playing that back. You can always call the show. 702-876-3692. You'll talk to Mateo before you chat with us. He's, you know, going to be screening you. Make sure that you're a decent person. The worse the better, usually, is how it goes on this show. So it should be.
I was going to say, since when is that a criteria?
BS, send your message to 69187 is the number. Text us. We'll get to Zeppelin. Oh, one of the best ones ever. The Immigrant Song after this.
In the morning at BS in the morning on Instagram, sucka.
Three new species of flying dinosaur were discovered. It's pretty cool, right? Mm-hmm. Something else happening in the world other than, you know, pandemic. Are these guys still digging right now? I mean, what is going on here? I couldn't do that job. Paleontology, could you do that?
Yeah.
You could?
Absolutely.
It sounds more fun than it is, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
You think it's all a bunch of bristles and brushes and digging and shovels and...
It's not. It's also a lot of knowledge.
Sounds horrible there, too.
A lot of studying and education that goes into it.
I know. Just, ugh. No thanks. Yeah, three new species discovered in Morocco 100 million years ago. They were flying around. Three new species. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
And scientists are pretty sure that they all evolved into birds, right? That's how birds came about, were the dinosaurs, the ones that
mostly
survived?
Mostly, yeah. There's some lizard stuff, too, but mostly birds, yeah.
I would imagine it's all birds.
I would think the flying ones were the scariest.
Flying dinosaurs?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Flying anything is always the scariest to me.
I heard they weren't that big, though. Like, you always picture pterodactyls being huge, but...
Yeah.
I don't think they were that big.
Even raptors were like little chickens, almost.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, raptors had
raptors
feathers.
Raptors were like the bull shark of dinosaurs, I feel.
Yeah, but they were like...
Just relentless. Like, when they make sure they choose you as their prey, you're going down. Like, no questions
asked.
They were
like vultures of their time, kind of. Like. Yeah. Most dinosaurs would wreck them.
Do you think you could take on a dinosaur?
Oh, viper, dude. Or a, what the hell, raptor? Oh, yeah. All day.
Yeah, I feel like I could just punt one of those things.
Just kick it right in the face.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a little angry chicken running at you. Take care of that. Dinner. Done. Next.
What if it's like 20 of them coming at you at once?
Do I have a bat?
Dinner.
No. Kidding me? I'm eating for a week.
Mm-hmm.
No? If it was a Jurassic Park version of a velociraptor, then yes, I would die. But if
that's
it's
true.
Like what the, you know, science says is what the raptors actually look like.
They're really saying they're that small?
They're small and had feathers. Mm-hmm. They're like, you know, the great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather of a chicken.
Those are my favorites, so that's a bummer.
I feel like, would you kill a dinosaur? I know, because you don't like killing animals. Would you kill a dinosaur? Still no?
No.
Wow. You would just...
Oh, yeah, I'd kill a dinosaur.
Oh, I know you would, Greg.
That's our competitor, bro.
What do you mean? For
long
world
necks.
Dominance?
Don't kill the long necks.
Yeah.
what are those called? Brontosaurus?
Brontosaurus.
Brontosaurus.
Well, and then they found out there's like 700 million of them they thought were brontosaurus. But yeah, that was the first
those
one.
Those are my other favorite. Those are like the giraffe of the dinosaur age.
Those are nice.
Yeah,
we'd use those as sweet. Like travel or, you know.
Yeah, I love those.
She's smiling right now, Greg. And that means that she's imagining riding on the back of a dinosaur.
That'd be fun.
I can relate.
Would you stand up or would you build a seat?
No,
like the back of a camel?
I'd just sit on the nape of its neck.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I think a dinosaur.
Where would you sit on the hump?
No, I wouldn't ride a dinosaur.
You wouldn't?
I don't trust those things. They're dumb. I don't like dumb animals.
Oh, my God.
I mean, like the. Base my life on them.
We don't know how dumb they were, though.
I can imagine they're pretty stupid.
They keep finding all these like hidden cities, but no people. Maybe the dinosaurs made them or something. We don't know.
They didn't have thumbs, man. We knew that. A lot of them didn't have thumbs. You know, tiny arms on the T Rex. They can't lift anything.
Yeah.
What a waste! What a waste of arms. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Worthless.
I mean, there's
creature.
A lot of guys without thumbs these days around here, though. You know?
Yeah. You know what? They're not really good for a lot either. Those guys. If you got a thumb... Well,
the dinosaurs could run the teacups.
That's right. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Well, there you go. I thought I'd bring in some other news other than, you know, chaos and destruction and death and all that kind of stuff.
Well, dinosaurs kind of brings that up too, doesn't it?
Yeah, but that was so long ago. Like, time has healed those wounds.
It's like literally the last time the world ended.
That's true. Hey! We got a special guest calling in here, and this is exciting. This is really, really exciting. Let's go to the phones. 876-3692. BS in the morning. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Chris the Pirate.
Hey!
You sound like you just lost your virginity.
Boom, 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 boom. What's up, Chris?
You know, early morning training, those jerks.
So you're still working during the apocalypse, huh?
Yeah, at least I'm making money, you know?
All right, got it. Every time I talk to you, for years now, you've been in some sort of training. Is this the same job?
Yeah, it's the same job. They're training us for an entirely new thing that just got kind of shoveled onto us.
Okay.
You're doing insurance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a buddy that did that, and like every week they had like a new one. Like, well, this one only covers us for California. This one covers us for like this. And this one So they're always doing like new certifications or whatever.
Yeah, in terms of states, I only had to do that like twice for like specific training, and that's because the East Coast is weird.
All right. Got it. The insurance game. Treat
you
well.
The kid told me the time was wrong.
The insurance game treating you well, Chris the Pirate?
Yeah, it's treating me well. One of my buddies is going through the same training I am, so I'm not going to be alone, even though it's the apocalypse and everything.
That's good. That's good. Now, let's get to the important questions. Are you still a virgin?
Yes, but here's the thing. I got C-blocked by this virus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I actually was, like, going on a date with this one girl, and things were actually going off well, and then the virus hit, and now we can't see each other.
Oh, no.
You talking about the herpes virus or the coronavirus?
Coronavirus.
Oh, okay.
So how many dates did you go on with this girl?
So we went on, like, two, and she actually did kiss me at her
first kiss. Hey!
That's not your first kiss, is it?
Not my first kiss.
Okay.
No, in the wild, maybe.
He made out with a grandma here on the show.
Oh, my
That's
God.
True. Yeah. Is it the first kiss with teeth?
Yes.
Okay.
First kiss with teeth.
But, yeah, then this coronavirus hit, now... Nobody can go anywhere, and it sucks.
Yeah, I get you. Now, are you, like, FaceTiming with her? Are you Skyping, or what?
Nah, she had to kind of leave the state.
Hey, I've been on a lot of those days.
Is this a girlfriend that lives in Canada or something?
Usually I'm that day.
Yeah, what's going on?
Nah, California.
Okay, she what? She has family back there, and she went to quarantine with them or something?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, good to know there, Chris the Pirate. That's pretty wonderful. Now,
she's like, I can't come back to Nevada for 7 years.
Yeah, that's just my luck now, ain't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, when you kissed, what kind of kiss was it? Was it a French kiss? Was it a peck on the cheek? What was it?
More of an elongated, I guess you can call it a Titanic kiss.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
nice.
That means that she went down at the end.
Yes.
All right, Chris the Pirate. Very nice. Well, that's
yeah,
pretty good.
During these crazy times, I've been keeping busy, work, trying not to catch the virus, and lately I've actually been streaming on Twitch.
Oh, yeah? Why don't you plug your Twitch handle?
Hey, you guys can follow me at twitch.tv/TheScarletShow. I know it's a different name, but yeah, thank you guys, bud. Yeah, that's TheScarletShow. Got it? Yeah, you won't have to deal with this since Sparks is not going to be a co-host ever.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that, Chris. My apologies. Go ahead. I'm sorry. It slipped. I was ready for it, and then my finger slipped, and it hit. Go ahead. Plug your gamer tag one more time. I won't hit it. I promise.
All right. That is twitch.tv/TheScarletShow. That is spelled TheScarletShow. This is kind of just an old tag that I've had, so feel free to give me a follow. I play a variety of games, and hey, if I ever get Persona 5 when it comes to me, I'll stream that next. If not, I'm playing something else.
Okay, got it. I love it. Thank you, Chris. But real quick, the more important question is, what tips and tricks would you have to surviving the coronavirus? Like, what would you say to someone if they're like, yo, Chris, I don't know, man, I'm struggling to get through. How do you get through this?
For one, find something to do at home, whether it be, play a game, exercise, and then if you're going out, it's all about exposure time. You got to get in quick, get out quick. It's all about that exposure time. It's like radiation, much like the radiation that Sparks gives off when he's hovering over the Benny Hill music button. Yeah, that I'm expecting at the moment. Yep. Anytime now. See, this is an old tradition. This happened like 5 years ago or something. I don't know why this is my thing, but it is. It's kind of a badge of honor for comp, if I'm being honest. You don't see a lot of other people doing that.
Hey! That was nice, wasn't it? Wasn't that nice? Chris the Pirate called on in here. Feeling good. You want to use the phone too? 876-3692. We'll be here till 9 o'clock. And I want to play more Benny Hill music.
Thinking we're idiots and tell us we are. 876-3692. It's BS in the morning.
Yeah. It's Monday, and we like to play back the drunk line on Monday, 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock. We got some calls. Be curious what those calls are, then you're right on time, my friend. Let's do it. Check out the drunk line.
BS drunk line.
Now, I'm not really sure what the big deal is about this coronavirus thing, okay? You're talking to a guy here who survived the Black Death and the bubonic plague at the same f***ing time. So what do you say, kids? Let's turn up the juice and see what shakes loose. Come on. Oh, Greg kicked the door jam.
To play the next message.
You know, we have enough propaganda and lies during this time.
Well, he got really accurate at the end there.
I was going to say at the end, he has to... The spread of disinformation right now is just...
It's
abundant. I mean,
obviously accurate.
It's crazy, and it's just... it does a real disservice to our community, so...
Well, the CDC just put out something that said the same thing, so...
Did Craig kick the door jam?
Yeah, obviously.
The CDC. CDC recommends 6 feet.
The new guideline says don't kick door jams like Greg. So, I mean, whatever that means.
Very nice.
Play the next message. Press 1.
Oh, my God, Ben. Shut the f*** up.
To play the next message.
Yes!
That's the old reference to right-wing Ben who called in. When was that, Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
The audacity.
It's one.
Oh,
putting Bugsy to shame over here. Cookie.
To play the.
Right. Not gonna lie, I thought that was Shudder.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did not realize that that was
Moonshine Man,
a dog. Yeah, that was snoring.
Oh, you thought that was?
Do you remember when Shudder fell asleep on the phone when she was
actually
on hold?
Yes, it sounded.
And we
just
had her snore.
Like
I thought that's what that was.
Yeah, it's exactly what.
Right?
Yeah, Shudder Island sounds
like.
Yeah,
I was like, oh.
Wow, good
she
point.
Must have been waiting for us to answer.
Nope, that was apparently Moonshine's got more than one dog. I didn't know that. That was Cookie. Oh. His other dog is Bugsy. I believe they're both pugs, which is why they can't breathe when they sleep.
To play the next message, press 1.
Okay, so I know Mateo and Greg have definitely done this. Drink a beer, put a beer in the freezer, like, oh, I'm going to have this really ice-cold beer, and then you pass out. And then when you wake up, you're like, my beer is still in the freezer, and then you have a beer slushy. Then this goes to the guy that's calling, oh, Izzy out. He should know that she doesn't play on level hard. A girl like that has got to be an expert.
To play the next.
Okay, well there you go.
Okay,
any idea what that is about? I have no idea.
It sounded like pizza, but I think it's the other guy.
Look, that guy. He was obviously referencing the dude who was like, "Hey, you want to play on hard?"
Oh, I thought that was
easy.
The dude.
No, I think this is definitely a different guy. I would imagine
that
it's
sounded
pizza.
Like pizza.
I think it sounded like pizza. Yeah. You didn't think it was pizza?
No.
I think it was sure pizza didn't. Hammered.
That's what it sounded
up.
Like, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Message. Press 1.
All right. If you're hearing this Monday morning, let's all crack a beer and hold up and say, here's the 6 feet under. Quack.
To play the next message.
That one should have been deleted. That was awful.
Press 1.
So I did something I haven't done since I was 17 years old. I got high. Shh.
To play the next message, press 1.
Hey, Mayor Ciliak says that he's going to suspend all alcohol consumption, which means people are going to be trying to break into people's houses to get alcohol. So I drank all mine. You can't break into this house, pal. Who's laughing now?
BS Drunk Line.
All right, well, there you go.
Did he call him Governor Ciliak?
I think he called him Mayor Ciliak, is what he said. He's off. He was wrong in many ways.
That's awesome.
During that whole thing. All right, well, there you go. There's the Drunk Line. We'll play that back at 8 o'clock. Make sure you call in and vote for your favorite drunken message of the week.
The Feed with Izzy.
A specialist in infectious diseases. That is the biggest fade out.
I know. I just cut it off. I was like, whatever.
The history of fade outs. A specialist in infectious diseases is warning that coronavirus can survive on rubber, leather, and PVC-based shoe soles for 5 days or more. The virus could also live on top of the shoe for 2 or more days. So she's saying to wear washable shoes if possible.
Well, that's comforting. I don't bring my shoes in the house. This is a good time to live like me, where you don't wear your shoes inside.
Yeah.
You don't want to bring those in. And I don't even tie my shoes anymore. I'm like,
I
really
don't tie
paranoid.
Shoes.
I know. Greg's never tied his shoes ever. He like ties knots around the laces, so he just
I've
slips
seen
them
that,
on and
yeah.
off. Yeah. But it's like, you know, that's good. That's smart. I don't want to tie my shoes now. You're touching them with clean hands and then wear them in here. I don't know what's going on in this room.
Yep.
Yeah, I stopped taking my shoes on and off with my mouth a long time ago.
Well, didn't TSA get the coronavirus from touching the shoes, Greg?
Yep.
Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you have to put your shoes in the tray and then the TSA
people
touch
them and pick them up and whatever, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awful.
Yeah, I mean, it can go on anything, though. So, I mean, anything you touch.
Yeah, shoes are just something you use every day.
I did hear.
Well, unless you're in quarantine, I guess.
I hope
but
it's
even
not.
The shoe thing, like if you wash the shoe, then you touched it already and you touched your keys before the shoes went the thing. And then, you know, it's like, I don't even know where to start and begin and half the stuff.
Yeah.
I know.
It's like mopping yourself into a corner.
Yep. Yeah, and then you got to mop the mop handle. And you're like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
God, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I know.
Like, can I reach the sink from here?
Or? I know. It really sucks. This whole thing sucks.
There's a lab in Chicago called Abbott Labs. Shout out to them. They've designed a test that could detect coronavirus in about 5 minutes, and the FDA has cleared it.
Cool. Let's get it going.
Yeah.
Remember this 4 or 5 days nonsense.
Yeah. 2023, when this test comes out, it's going to be awesome.
Seriously.
Yeah. Will we have, will people be tested more readily, or will we have a vaccine before that happens?
Well, speaking of,
oh.
Hospitals want to begin testing whether or not using blood that's been donated from survivors of the coronavirus could treat people who are already infected, but also possibly be used to create a vaccine to keep people from getting infected. They just need to wait for permission from the FDA.
Hmm.
So you just, like, somebody who's already immune, you just use them as a blood bag? That's pretty awesome.
Basically, yeah.
That's nice. That's a good way to go.
That's cool.
Yeah. Not bad. They should do that.
Yeah. They want to.
Yeah. Especially the asymptomatic people. If you could find out that they have coronavirus but didn't display any symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's oil change that son of a bitch.
Yep.
You know? Throw it in there. I don't know. I mean, honestly, have you guys thought about the fact that you're going to get it? Like, have you... I know you're all worried about getting it. I know that. But
yeah.
Have you been like, nah, it's just a matter of time?
Well, the more that goes on, the more worried I am about it.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday, now they're saying that 100,000 would be a good job of people.
Yeah.
If 100,000 people die of this, that'll be a good job.
Die? That's not even the cases.
Wow.
Yeah.
Getting it. That's death.
Of dying. And yeah. I was like, well, all right, if that's a good job, then, you know, hopefully I don't want it. I mean... I don't want to pass it to anybody.
We've been taking necessary precautions, though.
Yeah, but all it takes is one nose rub.
Yep.
True.
One eye touch.
And yeah, and tomorrow we got to go to the grocery stores.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I went over the weekend. I had to get some stuff, and I was like, man, I don't even know what I touched, what I didn't touch. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and it sucks that you got to keep track of 2 weeks, you know what I mean, after what you did in public last. Because it's like...
What a real pain in the ass. And now... Go ahead, Greg.
No, I'm sorry. I had to switch out a propane tank because I was cooking a bunch of meat up, you know, for my meal prepping that I did all at once. And the guy, like, he's like handing me the tank, and I wasn't even thinking about it. And I'm like, hand, like, touched his hand. I was like, ah, like, freaking out, dude. And, like, went home, like, scrubbing my hand, like, the Crying Game. Like,
yeah. And, like, the blood's washing off, but it's still there in my brain.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm like, now there's cuts from washing my hand too much. Now it's in the cuts or whatever.
I know.
I'm freaking out.
Once it's in the cut.
I know.
Nothing you can do about it.
I know. I've been hanging in the cut, and then I got it in my cut. And saying,
I'm right there with you. And now what sucks is that you know all the symptoms so well that as soon as you
I
get
think
it,
I have
like,
it in the middle of the night. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Last night I kept getting hot, and I had to take off the sheets. And I'm like, am I running a fever? Is that what this is? I couldn't sleep, dude. Couldn't sleep.
I started crying. I told you, like, last night I was cramping all night or whatever, and I just thought I had it. And I was like, oh, no, I'm, like, freaking out. And then now I feel a little bit better.
I did see a comedian say he thinks he has coronavirus at least twice a day.
Yeah.
And there's like, oh, is this it? Is this it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the worst part is, you know, everybody now knows the symptoms so well that once you do have it, you're like, oh, God.
Once you get one, you're like, oh, I'm going to die.
Here it is. I know what it is now. I'm
like,
oh,
I have a fever. It's like, oh, wait, never mind. I just napped in that part of my head like 3 times in a row.
I know. That's the thing, dude. I kept like... Not sweating, but I was hot, and I was trying to feed my own head. I'm like, is this a fever? I'm really warm right now.
You don't have a thermometer in your house?
I do, but I didn't want to get up and get it.
Oh.
I was like in a, you know, I was so groggy and weird. I kept waking up, falling asleep.
Yeah.
I was just
I found one outside, but it tasted weird.
It's a rectal thermometer.
Yeah. Craig.
Okay. I didn't know there was multiple kinds.
I want to get the thermometer that you just shoot it at your forehead. You don't have to put it in your
mouth. They have those ones.
Yeah, they do have those.
I actually have one laying around somewhere. Like the ones you shoot in an air vent and it tells you the temperature of the air vent. Yeah, you could probably do that at somebody's forehead.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Well, I bought one of those when I had the flu in January and it did not work. It kept saying I was like 75 degrees and then I was like 103 and I was like, what the hell? So I returned that one and got a mouth thermometer and that one's actually accurate.
Mm. Where was the other one?
The other one was the kind you shoot at your forehead you know, that kind of thing.
I know what you mean.
Didn't work.
Mm. Mm.
Got it at Walgreens. Didn't work.
Did you guys make a plan? Well, you guys both live. Everybody here lives by themselves.
Yeah.
Except for Mateo, But at the same time, this weekend I was talking to my daughter. Jeez. I was talking to my daughter this weekend as well. But I was talking to my wife saying, hey, what are we going to do if I get it? Because she's not going to get it. I'm going to get it. Because she's just staying at home. So if I get it, that's how the whole family's
Yeah, but how would
it.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. Once I start displaying symptoms, what am I going to do? You know what I mean?
Because I think I'd look 14 days back to see what you did that whole time.
Yeah, I know. Well, then she would probably have to get tested and the kids would have to get tested and the whole thing. But at the same time, if I'm displaying symptoms, I got to quarantine.
Right.
So we decided I'm just going to lock myself in the bedroom for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Not come out.
Where's she going to sleep?
She's going to have to sleep in my son's room with him.
Okay.
It's the bigger of the rooms. And I was like, this sucks.
Yep.
This already sucks so much.
Yeah.
Be in there shivering, chills, fluid in my lungs all by myself. Oh, God. This is all, like, I was just thinking in my brain, I'm like, this is the worst. And again, this was last night. I'm like, I got it. I got it. I can't. Oh, no. And then literally it was just a bad night's sleep.
This is definitely the weirdest time I've ever lived through.
Yeah.
You think?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh,
this
no
is
doubt.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, this is...
I don't remember anything like this. Well, when I was a kid, I don't know if you guys are old enough, and, like, you know, people were like, you didn't have to worry about anything in school when you guys were kids, you know? I'm like, dude, they used to tell us to hide under the desk because a nuclear bomb was coming.
Yes.
You know,
I wasn't alive for that.
Okay, yeah. They used to tell us, they used to have drills, and they'd be like, all right, so you're going to hear sirens going to go like... And like we're like, what? Like, get under the desk. The fire won't get you. We're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know? So that was the only other time I could think of that was crazy like this was like the Cold War, you know?
Yeah.
But even that wasn't every single day, all day like this. This is like nuts.
Yeah, and it's going to continue because numbers are skyrocketing.
I know.
Yeah. Well, that's what Greg was saying. Dr. Fauci, that guy said 100,000 to 200,000 people will die. And that's a moving target is what he called it.
Yeah, and that's like a good, they're considering that good. I mean, so.
Yeah, and already there are about 2,500. So, that's good.
And if you look at the exponential growth, sorry to cut you off, but if there's like a numbers of what date it was and how many were on that day affected people, the chart is amazing. This is how exponential works.
Yeah.
You know, within a month, it's going to be, the numbers are going to be ridiculous.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I got a lot of people, a lot of family and friends still back in Ohio, and Ohio has been on the forefront of this. Like, Mike DeWine's the governor there, and he's been crushing it. I mean, he's been really, really doing a great job.
Yeah. And a lot of the governors actually have been really good.
Yeah, I know. And it doesn't matter your partisan politics. Cuomo's been killing it. DeWine's been killing it. And that's a Democrat and a Republican. Mm-hmm. So, and then they're taking the people who they're supposed to represent health in mind, and that to me is what a real leader would be doing there during this time. So they've been two prime examples of what you should be doing. And they said, essentially, in the next 2 weeks, what's happening in New York City is going to be happening all around the country. So
well, that's the thing. Yeah.
What you do today is what matters 2 weeks from now when you start displaying the symptoms because you've already spread it around.
Right.
So, you know, stay inside, man.
What I worry about the most is the rural areas, like, you know,
yeah,
not just even the Midwest. I mean, we have, you know, even California. There's desolate. People don't realize that California is not all L.A. and, you know, and San Diego. There's desolate rural areas out there. There's rural areas in the Midwest, the South. Man, if that spreads there, they don't have the capacity in there. I know there's less people, but they don't have the capacity. They don't have the hospitals.
No, exactly. Yeah, they are screwed,
Yeah, man.
And that's where a lot of the deniers are coming from because their communities haven't been inflicted.
Well, if you don't see it right in front of you, you know, out of sight, out of mind. I mean, that's just
exactly.
How it is.
Yeah. So that's what they were saying that the. Within 2 weeks, it's gonna you know, start affecting the rural outlier communities, and then it's gonna be a real, real problem because, like you said, Greg, they don't have hospital access, they don't have the equipment, they don't have the beds, they don't have the ventilator. It's a real issue.
Yeah.
So it's happening inside cities first, of course, because everybody lives closer together, and then it will start hitting rural communities. Which, you know, you're right, Greg. The next month, 2 months,
right?
Whew. That's when it's going to really get scary, man.
And you still see people going outside. It's like, dude, if everybody would just... It's like the two people that ruin everything that you try to... You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like the one guy with the bomb in his shoes at the airport, and then we all have to take our shoes off at TSA.
I know.
You piece of garbage.
It's like the one lady that burned her crotch with coffee, and now we all have to pay for the little thing that says warning coffee hot on the side of the cup.
Yeah. It's like, stay inside.
Yeah.
You piece of garbage.
I know.
Just
it's
listen.
It's not that difficult. Oh, the 2 weeks would have been over already. Like,
no, I know. I know. And now, dude, I'm already thinking, you know, we're going to miss football season. And that's like the thing I have looking forward to so much right now.
Yeah. The one thing I keep thinking is maybe by then there'll be a drug, like an antidote or whatever.
God, I don't think so, but
you don't think so?
No.
Man.
Not at all.
Ugh. I hope so.
It's going to suck, dude. It's going to suck for the rest of the year.
Izzy, you're by yourself like me. When you're home, do you like worry about it really at home? Or are you kind of like worried when you just go out? I worry about when I make contact with somebody else. Like if I go out somewhere.
That's my thing. I don't want to make contact with other people. I don't want to be near other people. That's why I'm nervous about going to the grocery store tomorrow. Because you don't know what people have touched and all this kind of stuff. And
I don't know
if it's lingering in the air and stagnant air. You know what I mean? It can stay there for a while. So it's like, did I already breathe it in? Like, that kind of thing freaks me out. But at home, like, I deep clean my house basically like once every 2 weeks. I bleach the floor.
Anyway?
I clean everything. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a very clean person. So I'm not necessarily worried about what's at home. Absolutely. When I'm out and about, like, I am 100% freaked out.
Because even at the grocery store, like, and you know, dude, hey, look, these people are going through a lot in there, dude. Don't get me wrong. But I've seen some of the stores, like, really, they have, like, the tape out, so it's 6 feet apart from the lines and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them don't. And people are just all crowded up. And I'm like, dude, like, this is not good.
Right.
Yeah, man. And it's hard to find stuff in the store. So you go there and you're like, great, this was a giant waste of time.
Right.
Damn it.
I know. And then sometimes there's a person standing like where you want to go. So I'm like standing there waiting for them to be done.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like looking weird. But then like they come walk towards me. I'm like, no, go over there. You know.
Yeah. <It's> like, I know.
Again, some people taking it more seriously than others.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm in the aisle way and the person's coming at me. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. And I got to double back and go back behind. I'm like, oh, God.
I had my windows rolled down last week when I was driving home from work, and there was a person next to me that had their windows rolled down at a stoplight, and I rolled my windows up because I was like, oh, God, what if we breathe the same air?
I know. And if you're thinking like that's ridiculous, breathing the same air, I was going to save the story. The story is that it was in Washington, a choir got together. Then nobody was displaying symptoms. Nobody had any sign of an infection or anything. They all were singing. They were standing 6 feet apart. Now, like, three of them have died. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, 30 of them are infected.
Oh, my God.
Nobody touched anything. No one did it. You know, they just got together and sang. And they said, probably by the forcefulness of singing, some spit got onto the air and contaminated everybody because of a choir. In Washington, and this is early March. This is before, I mean, you know, Washington was kind of the epicenter before New York was. But still, they were like, you know, we're not touching anybody. No one touched anything.
Right.
Yeah, they said just by singing. So it was in the air.
Wow.
Yeah, now three people have died. And they were kids.
I was thinking about this. This might be, that's horrible.
Awful.
But this might be my paranoia, but you know when you smell like a steakhouse from far away? I'm like, well, if that air can get over here, I'm like, it's windy.
Yeah. It's a good point. I know, dude. The whole thing sucks. I'm ready to get back to normality. And the quicker people listen and just stay inside, the quicker we can all go back to our regular scheduled lives, man. Yep. Yeah, I know. Well, we'll find out what the hell is going on here in the sex community. I'm talking about people trying to have sex with other people. The BBC, the British Broadcasting Channel, I believe is what it's called.
Oh, I thought
not
that.
Yeah,
yeah,
no.
Sex and BBC. Yeah,
no, they brought out some guidelines to having sex with a partner during the coronavirus outbreak. I'll go over that and then.
Nice.
I have something I have to read to you guys that I've written thanks to the BBC. That's coming up next. You'll see.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube, and you know what you're doing. You listening to BS in the morning. Yay, yay.
I just had to go pee real quick, and it takes a while. I'm wearing these gloves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking any chances with this coronavirus, man. You know, I'm wearing gloves here in the studio, and I took off the glove and I looked inside there. Pus.
Ew.
I was like, oh, God, that's awful.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Pus where?
I'll tell you. Pus where? pus on my hand, on my thumb. It looks like I got bit by a snake. And, I have two things. Yeah, I burnt. See, I was like jonesing for some fast food this weekend. Talk about my Achilles heel, fast food, man. I love it. So delicious and amazing. But I don't want to go outside, and I don't want to leave my home. So what I did was I...
Set yourself on fire.
Accidentally, yeah. So I told my son, I'm like, you know what we're going to make? We're going to make French fries, but we're going to do it the right way, you know? And I've never made French fries other than just cutting the potato and putting it in the oven.
Okay.
And just baking fries.
Yeah, that's baked fries.
Nope. We're going to fry them up, baby.
Actually, it's not even fries. That's just baked potatoes.
Baked potatoes. But you cut them in a fry, you know.
Yeah,
fry,
yeah, yeah. Whatever. I know what you mean.
Yeah, but I wanted actual fries. So, you know, I soaked them in a bowl of ice water, cut them into nice, you know, fine strips, and soaked them for hours in ice water so the starch leaks out of them, you know, kind of a thing. And then you fry them once at 300 degrees in oil. And then you fry them again at 400 degrees in oil. So the first one initiates the cooking process, and the second time it cooks the outside while making the inside
still
fluffy.
So it's like pancakes.
And,
now the first pancake is always the worst, and then it gets better.
Yeah, the sacrificial pancake kind of a thing. I understand, kind of. Well, I was taking too long, so I just was like, you know what? I'm just going to do a large batch all at once. And I had the plate, and of course, you know, I already fried it once, so I had paper towels on there. And I'm taking the tongs to try to put them in the oil. And, of course, a whole glob fell, splattered oil, landed on my hand, 400-degree oil. I got blisters on my hand now from where the oil splashed up. And that's why it's leaking pus inside this glob.
Well, it's a good thing it hit you and not your kid.
I was just like, damn it.
Don't you rip the blister, though, and leak it out and everything?
I heard you're not supposed to rip the blister. I still do because the blister hurts. But I hear that it takes longer to heal if you do rip it.
I don't know,
it
man.
It popped
not
on
mine.
Its own, man. There was nothing.
I rip it. All the stuff comes out. Flattens down. Like, within a day, it's gone. I don't even notice it anymore.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Except for, I think the glove is rubbing on it.
Or maybe it's that you have an increased chance of infection, and that's why you're not supposed to.
Probably.
I don't know. But people always say, don't rip the blisters. Just leave it.
So, I got that. And then the other thing I did over the weekend was I was like, okay, my family, you know, I come into work. My family doesn't leave the house, man. I'm doing the grocery shopping, the whole thing. Family stick. I was like, you know, we're going for a ride. Let's take a ride, you know? So we got in the car. We went for a drive. We went down the Las Vegas Strip. Took a video of that. I put it up there at BS in the Morning on Instagram if you want to see. Dude, totally dead. I saw maybe less than 10 people on the entire Las Vegas Strip.
Wow.
Crazy. Cops are out.
Black Batman there?
No Black Batman. I think he's moved to Fremont. I saw cops at the entrance of every single casino, like just with their lights on. Blocking the entrance, so you can't even go. You know, you can't even go to like the Mirage or something like that, even if you wanted to. And then by the time you get down to the south end of the strip, dude, absolute ghost town. It was so weird. So weird not to see anybody. Then made the drive out to Lake Las Vegas just to, you know, I like that's a nice drive. So, and Lake
that
Las
is
Vegas
nice.
Is nice. So, yeah, that was it. And turned around, came home. And that was my whole weekend. Oh, and I watched a movie. A Serious Man. Have you heard of this one? It's a Coen Brothers film.
No.
Got nominated for Best Picture.
It sounds like something I would watch.
It's the worst movie I've seen, and then as I keep thinking about it, it keeps getting better.
A Serious Man.
Check it out if you want to watch it. I believe it's on Netflix.
If it's a Coen Brother movie, I feel like I've watched it already.
It's a Coen Brother film. It got nominated for Best Picture, which I didn't even know about.
Oh, dude, that movie's hysterical,
bro. It was
bro.
Funny, but, dude, the ending was
that
awful.
Movie's great, dude. What are you talking about? Cy Aberman?
Yeah, Cy Aberman. Cy Aberman. Yeah, that's how they always say it.
Yeah.
Every time someone says Cy Aberman. Cy Aberman?
Yeah, dude.
His it's wife is buried cold.
Yeah. It's a movie about growing up like in a very Jewish family, you know, like in that time period or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a really funny movie.
It was very funny, but at the same time, the ending was hot garbage. I did not appreciate it. And then as I sit there and I think about it, the more I appreciate the ending. So it's one of these, you know, it sits in your brain for a while. So if you're looking for something to watch, you probably haven't heard about A Serious Man. Is, I think, kind of worth it, man.
It's a good movie. I thought it was really funny.
It's a Coen Brothers film. They rarely miss, so.
That's true.
There you go. That's what I did over the weekend. Look, we got this thing. I got to read you this thing I wrote. Based on BBC guidelines on how to have sex with your partner now. So I wrote something to try to help you out. And also, we're going to hear about Izzy and Greg's weekend. And, of course, the drunk line is all coming up.
Voice, you'd be doing the same thing.
The BBC, the British Broadcasting Channel, has put out essentially some do's and don'ts on how you should be having sex during the coronavirus pandemic.
Like wear a mask, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't say wear a mask. It says, look, if you are married, living with the person, quarantining with the person, then it should not interrupt your sex life. Unless, of course, you're showing symptoms.
Okay.
They say if you're showing symptoms, then you should isolate yourself. And that's kind of the trouble. It's kind of hard because you could be contagious even if you're not showing symptoms. Right. That's the whole thing. It's how it keeps spreading around. But they said, look, what are you going to do? You're already living with the person. Chances are you're already probably sharing the infection to begin with. So go ahead and bump some uglies and make it happen. You know? Fine. Got it. If you're having sex with the person that you're not quarantining with, boy, you are putting yourself into a world of hurt, is what it says. You are not, it's not good. Because they're saying it's not just the sex part, it's the kissing, it's the hugging, it's the touching.
Mm-hmm.
Who does that?
That leads to the sex. That leads to the sex that could be putting you at a risk to pass on the virus. They say, look, if you've kissed someone that a couple weeks later is now showing symptoms and you're not showing symptoms yet, you should go get tested.
Okay.
You should definitely go see. Then they get to the part of, well, wait a minute. What if I want to have sex with a person and they're not? Here's where it gets kind of weird. And again, it's the BBC talking.
Okay.
They said, this whole thing, this whole pandemic is really essentially showing people what sex life would be, different parts of their sex life, what would constitute as pleasurable. So what they said was there's a ton of different ways to get what they call sexy time on without actual intercourse. And one of the
what did they go to Utah to get like all the lists of
things?
Right. Right. Rippling and what is the other one?
Oh, I can't remember. God.
Yeah, it was rippling.
Awful. No. They said, look, the one thing that you could do to each other is you can write erotic stories to each other.
Yeah, who doesn't do that already?
So I've taken the liberty to write an erotic story for you guys.
Oh, great.
I just thought it would be nice, you know what I mean? It would really kind of freshen it up a little bit here. Who knows? If you're dating and you haven't been able to bump uglies, Greg, you can use this story for the next car ride you go on, or your car date or whatever.
Okay.
All right? This is a story about trying to have sex during Corona time. It was late, and my feet were throbbing from working a double. By the way, I wrote this from a woman's perspective. I don't know why.
I know why.
Shut up.
And she works at Waffle House, apparently.
No. You'll see where she works. It was late, and my feet were throbbing from working a double. Then I saw him walk into the ER. He had all the symptoms. Dry cough, large bulge, and feverishly hot. This is the wrong music for this. I need something more feverishly hot. I knew I had to bed him immediately. I stripped him down and got a good look at his vitals.
Did your voice cracking during this makes it so much weirder?
Oh, yeah. I gave him an IV, but trust me, it wasn't hard to find a vein.
Can we stop?
I can't look at Izzy's face right now. It's she's so grossed out.
The hospital is now being overrun. But the dead weren't the only thing getting stiff. He asked if I had protection, so I gave him one of my trash bags and said, let's just say I had to wear a face shield. He said he was worried about the spread, and I showed him what a real spread looked like.
Oh my God. Are you kidding?
Now he's on ventilation, which is odd because I was the one who couldn't breathe a minute ago. Let's say he took my breath away in more ways than one. It's going to be a long night because in this hospital...
Christ, is this a Stephen King novel?
Shut up, shut up. It's the last line. Don't ruin it.
It was going to be a long night because in this hospital, the patients keep coming.
What do you think, right?
That really dried me
out. You guys,
out.
How hard are you right now, Craig? Let's be honest.
Well, I mean, I was before you started reading.
You guys, that didn't do anything. Izzy, come on. That was written from a female's perspective about a hot hospital patient. There's nothing sexual about that. Nothing. It's like a romantic novel.
I had to.
It's a panty dropper.
Chug some of my water because it dried me out.
I don't believe you. I'll start by saying that. You guys want to write a sexy story?
No.
Craig's working from home. He doesn't want to do anything.
Well, you know what? If you think you can do better, then write one. If not, then I am king and champion of the sexy story.
Sure,
time.
You can be king That's and champion fine. Of
yeah,
the
you're
sexy
king.
Story.
Yeah, great. You're the tiger king of stories.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
I'm daddy in the bedroom all day for all my girls. They love it.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. The bad, the ugly, and that's just Greg. It's BS in the morning.
Boy, the whole Visco Boy movement probably died off, right? How's anyone going to see you wearing that scrunchie without being in school? Can't happen. Is that you spraying things, Greg? Or?
That's what the Visco Boys do.
Oh, that's right. What? They do that.
Still don't know. You guys have explained Visco Boys to me a million times, and I still don't get it.
It's all right.
You're not really supposed to.
You're not really, yeah, you're not missing much. All right, Izzy, so what'd you do over the weekend? I imagine it was so amazing and entertaining.
It was all right.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I actually, on my Instagram live video on Friday, I made apple streusel bars. I was sitting on the couch and I was like, you know, I really want a dessert, but I don't have like a lot of desserts in my house. If I want dessert, like I'll make it, you know? So I was sitting on the couch and I was like, I have a bunch of Granny Smith apples. Mm. If I made apple pie. However, that was too complicated. So instead, I found a recipe for apple streusel bars, which I brought in here. Mateo already had one this morning. They're good if you just heat it up for 30 seconds. Mm. It's basically like little mini apple pies. But instead of with pie crust, you just made like shortbread.
Hell yeah.
Crust. So that was super good. Also cleaned my house
we
on Friday.
Dirty
I worked
again
out
because this is how we're done with the erotic stories because this is what does it for me. Go back to the streusel. I want to hear about it. Did you drizzle things over it?
I did.
Oh my God.
Instead of making my own caramel sauce,
yeah,
because I didn't have heavy cream, I took Werther's hard candies.
Oh, so hard.
And I put them in a little pot.
Next time, let me know. I'll supply the heavy cream for you.
With a little bit of fat-free cream that I put in my coffee.
That's right. I like it lean and mean.
And I drizzled it on top of the streusel.
I'm going to play Call of Duty.
That's about it. Also cleaned my house. I worked out. Finally finished Hunters. Dude, I cried a lot. I cried a lot. In that last episode, I was like... man, I wish there was a second season right now, because that was a cliffhanger.
Really?
Really good first season.
All right.
I'd say. Yesterday, played Halo for 6.5 hours.
Jesus Christ.
No breaks other than to pee or to let the dogs out, and I would only eat if I died or while a new match was loading. So it was like the way I used to play back when I was in middle school and high school, where it was just my life. I was brain dead. I got off at 7. I started at 12:30. I was like, maybe that's why I couldn't sleep last night, because I was so wired from just staring at a video game screen for 6.5 hours.
Sure.
But it was fun.
Was it? Sounds like a blast. Hold on. Wait.
No.
It doesn't at all. Sounds awful.
I got to limit myself. Gotta give myself a limit.
Really dial it back. Make more streusel.
I can do that. It was fun.
Yeah?
Streusel was fun. This was my first time.
Good. First time for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right. Well, that's your weekend.
Yeah.
6.5 hours of Halo yesterday. Some streusel. Actually, a pretty good weekend. Mm-hmm. By non-pandemic standards as well.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, coming on up here, we are doing the drunk line. Make sure you are absolutely ready to vote, because we're going to need your help on the voting for the greatest drunken message of the week. It's coming up here top 8 o'clock.
Like us, then like us at BS Morning Show.
It is Monday. It is 8 o'clock, which means we like to play back the drunk line here. You get to call in and vote for your favorite drunken message of the week. So we're going to be looking for your phone calls. Not a long one. All of them were all pretty concise. If you missed it at 6 o'clock, here it is, the drunk line.
BS drunk line.
No, I'm not really sure what the big deal is about this coronavirus thing, okay? You're talking to a guy here who survived the Black Death and the bubonic plague at the same f***ing time. So what do you say, kids? Let's turn up the juice and see what shakes loose. Come on. Oh, Greg kicked the door, Jim.
To play the next match.
I mean, the ending's great. Should we just put ending great or best ending? Somewhere?
I don't know if I agree with that.
About liar?
Yeah, I feel like he lied at the end there.
Wow, I mean, just about being Beetlejuice. The end was perfect, though.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
How about established truth?
Fibblejuice? Established truth. It's my favorite punk band, man. All right, we'll do established truth only because I like it.
Press one.
Oh, my God, Ben, shut the f*** up.
To play the next message.
I mean, that's also established truth. Yeah. You know?
I think that one is more like...
non-established tooth. We're rolling with it.
Press one.
Cookie putting Bugsy to shame over here.
To play the next.
Am I hearing Benny walk around, Greg? Is that what I
hear? Yeah. He was like, he went outside.
I hear the toe taps going on.
Yeah. He went out his doggy door. He's like, I'm done with this for now.
That's awesome. All right, what are we thinking? That's moonshine.
How many of these dang things does he have? Every time he calls, a new thing snoring on there.
Yeah, it's true. And they're all snoring dogs, too.
I know.
Next message. Press 1.
Okay, so I know Mateo and Greg have definitely done this. Drink a beer, put a beer in the freezer, like, oh, I'm going to have this really ice-cold beer, and then you pass out. And then when you wake up, you're like, my beer is still in the freezer, and then you have a beer slushy. Then this goes to the guy that's calling, is he out? He should know that she doesn't play on level hard. A girl like that has got to be an expert player. Giggity.
Uh,
to play the next.
Okay.
Beer slushy.
Glad that's over.
Yeah.
Beer slushy and glad that's over. All right. Well, I'll just surprise you with it.
Message. Press 1.
All right. If you're here this Monday morning, let's all crack a beer and hold up and say, here's the 6 feet under. Quack.
To play the next.
All right. That one should have been deleted. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Delete pizza next time.
One.
So, I did something I haven't done since I was 17 years old. I got high. Shh.
To play the next message.
Okay. Dude, I just realized who that was.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
No way, dude.
Yeah. That makes it all the better.
It does.
Yeah. What do we call it?
He'll be on GAC in no time.
No, don't say that. Damn it.
Gateway drug.
No! Don't say that. All right, how about we call it, put it down.
I don't know.
Fine, gateway drug is what it's going to be.
That's my favorite call, dude, by far.
Press 1.
Hey, Mayor Ciliak says that he's going to suspend all alcohol consumption, which means people are going to be trying to break into people's houses to get alcohol. So I drink all mine. If you can't break into this house, pal, who's laughing now?
Okay, there you go.
It's got to be Ciliak.
Mayor Ciliak.
Mayor Ciliak is what we're going to call the governor of Nevada from now on.
Mayor Ciliak.
All right. So Mayor Ciliak is the name of that one. Here we go. Time for you. Oh, boy. Look, we're running a little bit late here, so please stick to the calls. Your options are 876-3692. Do you think it should be established truth, non-established tooth? How many of these things? Glad it was slushy. Should have been deleted. Gateway drug or Mayor Ciliak? Do you have a vote? 876-3692. We're gonna go the first of four votes, but I have no idea if we're gonna get any votes in here, dude.
Oh yeah.
You know? Just the way it goes right now with the whole coronavirus
just
thing.
Just the way it is.
Ooh. Are you singing the original or the Tupac version?
The PM Dawn version, whichever one that was.
I just
made that up. I don't know.
Tupac one you're referring to? Cool. What a great show today. What other lines do you know from Tupac?
That's all I know from Tupac.
Tupac songs you got. All right, here we go. Let's get some calls. 876-3692, first of four votes. BS. Okay, hold on. There it goes. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Mayor Ciliak.
Yes, Mayor Ciliak is right.
Mayor Ciliak.
BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Drop that thing.
What?
Drop that thing.
Drop that thing.
I don't know if that was.
I have no idea. Okay. Not a choice. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote? Stick to the votes.
Gotta be Mayor Ciliak.
Mayor Ciliak. Definitely. Mayor Ciliak. Oh. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Slushy.
Slushy. Okay. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Greg, get the door jammed.
No, for God's sakes. That's not an option. It's not.
It is for me because I did it.
Unless we're saying established truth was that a vote for established truth?
No.
Okay, look, we are running so far behind here. Please stick to the votes. All right, it's already starting to go off the rails a lot here because the dude, what is even happening in the world anymore?
Mayor Ciliak,
stop laughing at Mayor Ciliak. 876-3692. We don't get any more calls in the next 2 minutes. I'm gonna go
Mayor Ciliak.
It's going to be Mayor Ciliak,
yeah,
and then I'm going to cry in a corner. BS in the morning, go ahead, what's your vote?
Greg, kick the door jam!
Okay, this is what I'm talking about. Stick to the votes! I don't know why you keep saying, Greg, kick the door jam. You have no idea how late we are already. I'm looking for the votes, we can put this thing to bed, and you keep calling in with nonsense. BS in the morning, go ahead, what's your vote?
Mayor Celiac.
Okay.
All right.
On the precipice, do we wait or do we just go? Do we pull the ripcord, get the parachute, or do we just wait for this whole thing to be over? Because I already know what the next call is going to be. The next call is going to be some jackass that wants to say, Greg kicked the door jam, or I'm a dictator, mashed potatoes, Izzy is Daria. I mean, one of these things. The fifth man, driving me nuts. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Mayor Celiac.
Hey!
There we go.
God. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Mayor Celiac.
Okay, good. It was going to be Mayor Celiac. There it is.
Mayor Celiac.
Mayor Celiac has officially won the greatest drunken message of the week.
Great job.
Okay, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. Oh my.
Okay, I definitely want to mention this because this is cool. You know, a lot of people are picking up food to go and curbside and all that kind of stuff. Our friends over at Stefano's is open for curbside pickup, and this is pretty cool. If you go and you download the app, this is something that they're running that they were like, hey, dude, can you mention this? And I was like, absolutely. We're definitely going to be mentioning this. If you download the app, what they're going to do is every day they're going to pick a winner from now through April 30th. So you got to download the app. And then when you download the app, you're automatically entered to win a $25 credit applied to spending on the Stefano's app. And then what we'll do is every day here on BS in the Morning, we'll announce the winner. And easy. It's already in your app. You go there and you order and you can go pick it up curbside. It's pretty simple. So,
yeah, I got the app. I downloaded it this weekend.
What do you search for in the app store?
It looks like that. Stefano's. You can do start new order. Yeah, literally just type in Stefano's, which is Stephanos.
That's right.
And then, yeah, you can get a login, all this kind of stuff. You can reorder things you've ordered in the past and all that kind of stuff.
Stefano's is bomb too, man.
Somebody's got Stefano's gift cards.
Nice.
Damn, jealous.
Yeah. Nice. Well, let me read this because I want to make sure I get it all in here. Stefano's is open for your curbside pickup. Download their free app now. Order from their delicious Greek and Mediterranean menu. Then visit one of their three valley-wide locations to pick up curbside order. Plus, anyone that downloads the app has a chance to win lunch for two. We'll be announcing every day through April. Stefano's since 1998. Real food, real fast, real healthy. So shout out to Stefano's. That's super cool. $25 going out every day. All I got to do is download the app. We'll announce the winner here.
I'm going to have that for my in-between lunch and breakfast, in between those two meals.
yeah, dude. It is really, really good. Stefano's, man. That's bomb. They got one down the street here from the station on like Fort Apache.
That's the one I'm going to.
Yeah, really good. Really, really good. All right, so shout out to Stefano's. We're going to, you know, you have to download the app before they can announce the winner. So we're not announcing a winner today, so we'll start it tomorrow. Announcing here at BS in the Morning, the Stefano's winner. Make sure you're listening for the opportunity to win $25 from Stefano's. And then, of course, download the app to get entered. They're running the whole thing, so all we got to do is announce the name.
They open at 10:30. I'll be there at 10:32.
there you have it. Lit, my own worst enemy. It's comp.
BS in the morning. Uno, dos, tres, go f*** yourself.
In Omaha, Nebraska. Omaha styly. There was this lady who's running for Congresswoman. Well, she's running to get the nomination to run for Congresswoman. So she was having what they call a virtual town hall. And she had to cut it short because someone kept putting up porn pictures in the virtual town hall up on the screen. Yeah, exactly. She's like, oh, that's not me. Shut it down. Shut it down now. And they said that the guy had a Russian screen name. Now, they're not sure if the Russians are actually behind this whole thing or just some guy being a troll.
Probably just a guy being a troll.
I would imagine, yeah. It's like, I think
Russia's got bigger things to hack.
I think, her husband apparently used to be a congressman and his email account was hacked by Russia in 2016.
Interesting.
So she's like, oh no, not this again. So I don't know if she's the likely nominee for... Mm. You know,
the Russians are always involved in porn, man. It's nuts.
Really?
Dude, like, I used to work at the, I took a job in New York thinking I was like writing for this magazine. It was like a kind of like a what's that one for men, like Maxim, you know?
Yeah,
one
of those sure.
And like I took a job like just a comedy writer for the magazine. And like whenever I would send out my email, I had like this. There was like this building, right? And they were like, "Oh, okay, this is our floor, and upstairs is another floor. It's our financers. That's what they call them."
The financers. And, yeah. Oh, here we go.
Whenever I sent an email out, people are like, dude, why is your email keep going to my spam? You know, all that stuff. Because it was flagging our IP address as porn. Because upstairs there was like huge, like a Russian porn thing going on or whatever. Like the company.
Cool.
And the same company that financed our magazine. So we never got paid. Like all this other crap. It wouldn't be like the worst job ever. But
was it all the Russians? Was it owned by Russians.
Oh, my God. It was financed by Russians. Like, the lady, we had to go ask for the money, like, talk like a super Russian. You know what I mean? Like,
you're like, is this gross or is this net? And she's like, net. And you're like, yeah, what? Yeah. Are you saying no? Yeah. Or what?
Yeah. Yeah. It was horrible. I thought, like, I was like, yeah, man, hell yeah, I'm writing for a magazine. Like, a month later, I was gone.
Wow. Brutal, man.
Yeah.
That is brutal. Well, keeping going here with the news, I wanted to get to this too, because you had the lady with the porn in Omaha, and damn it, now it's not loading. Lady with the porn in Omaha, and then speaking of what porn is going to be coming to here in a couple of weeks, Apple rumored to be putting out a virtual headset. Like a AR, augmented reality, and a virtual reality headset, like Oculus Rift kind of a thing. Can you imagine if Apple gets in on the thing? Dude, porn. It's gonna
be bananas.
Yeah,
but is it the one with the, is it that uses your cell phone, or is it its own thing?
It didn't say specifically. It just said that it's leaked that they're going to have controllers for virtual reality. So it didn't say if it was going to be... you know what? I would imagine it works with the iPhone. Why wouldn't
they? Well, I used to have that one where you put your Samsung in it, you know, the phone.
Yeah.
And then but it's so bad. Like, it wasn't good. It's just a close-up of your phone.
Oh.
Just put your phone to your face really close and stare at it. It's basically
really?
All it is. Yeah, dude. It's just uses your phone and uses that screen, you know?
The only thing that was leaked picture-wise is this thing called the Vive Focus Controller. So that's what they're saying it's going to use. And it looks like, you know, like a touchpad on your thumb.
Okay.
It's not a joystick, but it's just your thumb moves around the touchpad. But apparently it works with augmented reality, or mixed reality is what they're calling it.
Mm.
So they're saying it's leaked. This is what Apple's working on right now during the corona pandemic.
I just find that stuff really dangerous.
What? Virtual reality?
Yeah. For me, somebody with an addictive personality, like 100%, I would get on that and never want to get off.
You have an addictive personality?
Absolutely, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
100%.
That's why you could play for 6 hours on something?
Yeah.
Greg, you got an addictive personality?
I don't know. I do, I guess, but then I have like this thing where I hate everything that's repeated. So like, I can be addicted for like 2 days to something. You know what I mean? And I go all out on it. And
yeah.
Like if I was a heroin addict, I'd be like Basketball Diaries for like 2 days. And then I'd be like, oh, I'm tired of this. You know, and then I go like onto something else.
I don't think that's how heroin works.
Yeah. Greg's the shortest downward spiral. Greg's like, dude, I went on a total bender. 3 hours, bro. I couldn't take it anymore.
It's like the only thing that saved me, honestly. Because like I got tired of smoking. Like I get tired of drinking. You know what I mean? Like I just get tired of doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So like.
Nice.
If I drive home, I gotta drive home a different direction, like different way than I came to the place.
Yeah.
Just like women.
I'm the anti-addicted personality. I have no addiction
habits.
You're
afraid to do the same thing again.
No, I am fine doing something every day for the rest of my life and then immediately dropping it and not being fazed by it.
Okay.
Like, so you're the postal workers that don't snap.
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. There's jobs out there where I'm like, oh, this is awful, and it's just, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if something's really, really fun, and I'm like, no, that was fun, and I'm done with it. I'm okay now, you know?
Sure.
I don't have to be like, I need more! I can never put this down again, you know?
Yeah.
I can't. It's too much sugar, if that makes sense.
Sure.
You get sweeter. Yeah, it's weird.
Like, if I drink that night, like, after I have a drink, right? That night, dude, you can't stop me. Oh, you know, drink. What's drinking? You know what I mean? For that rest of that night.
Yeah.
Then I can go like 3 months without drinking at all. It's like weird.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're a binger. And
yes.
Izzy is a complete addict. And I am perfect in every way. I think we just solved the mystery. Here's the other story I wanted to talk about. It finally loaded. Did you guys hear about the king of Thailand?
No.
Apparently, the old king was like the best.
I watched the Tiger King.
No, not Tiger King. Oh. This is Thai King.
Oh, okay.
T-H-A-I. Thai King. This guy is a real piece of trash. His son. So the old king died. Now the new king. And, you know, he's not like this young. He's like in his 40s or 50s, it looks like. This guy is awful. And there's been pictures leaked online of him wearing like weird crop top, halter top shirts.
What?
Yeah, he's just a weird guy, you know? And apparently, this whole pandemic is freaking him out. So he's isolated himself in a hotel with a harem of 20 women. And that's how he's going to wait out the pandemic. Just wow, him and 20 ladies.
That's not isolation. That's assolation. Right.
Oh, here it goes. It's finally loading. 67 years old is how old this guy is.
Oh.
Yeah, a harem of 20 concubines are hanging out with him there in the mountains. That sounds, first of all, it sounds awful for those ladies.
Seriously.
Second of all, how do you isolate with 20 other people? You're going to go through food so fast.
Right. Well.
Okay, Craig. Okay. I know where you're going with this. So anyway, there you have it. That's how they're fighting the virus in Thailand. That's it for us. Make sure you download the Stefanos app. That way we can announce your name tomorrow, the winner of $25. All you do is just download the app and then you're in running for $25. It's pretty easy. And then you can spend it there and pick up your curbside order at Stefanos. Three locations. There you go. That's it for the show tomorrow. We talked about it last week. What are we calling it? Are we calling it March Sadness?
Yes.
Is that what we're calling it?
Sure.
Okay. This week we're going to try to get pick the worst human trash on Earth. And, you know, we're missing sports, so we'll put it in a bracket system. And we'll nice. Each get, like, I automatically think the girl who licked the toilet seat.
Yes.
The Corona Challenge toilet
seat.
Will
be
seat, on there. Yep. Definitely should be on there.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do you think should be on there? We'll talk about that tomorrow. We'll set up the bracket system. Should be fun. And we'll find out who's the biggest piece of trash on Earth at the moment. All right? That's tomorrow. That's it for us. Make sure you check it out. I'm going to jump on Instagram at BS in the Morning at 9. Greg's on there at 1, and Izzy's on there at 4.
Back to masturbating, everyone.
That's it. We'll see you.
Follow the show on Facebook.com/BS Morning Show.
Oh, it's the best show. It never misses.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
Well, I'll tell you what, that sure was some BS in the Morning. Damn it, Bobby. Turn that off. Have a good day.